WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your brain's a scrambled egg after too much coffee and not enough sleep? Yeah, me too, brother. And that's why we're diving into something super important today, self-care for mental well-being. I mean, seriously, how can we show up as our best selves if we haven't even shown up for ourselves, right? We live in a world that glorifies busyness, that tells us to hustle harder, grind more, and never stop pushing. But here's the thing, neglecting your mental health is like trying to drive a car without gas. You might sputter and stall along the way, but eventually you're going to run out of steam. So let's talk about why self-care isn't just some fluffy trend. It's a necessity for surviving and thriving in this crazy world. Here are five things that hit me right in the feels. First off, we need to ditch this idea that self-care is selfish. It's not. Taking care of your mental health is like putting on your own oxygen mask first before helping others. You can't pour from an empty cup, friends. When you're feeling good, you have more energy, patience, and focus to give to everything else in your life. Think about it. Haven't we all been cranky or short-tempered when we're tired or stressed? Second, self-care is personalized. What works for one person might not work for another. It's like figuring out the perfect pizza topping combo. Everyone's got their own taste. Maybe it's a long walk in nature, reading a good book, catching up with a friend, or indulging in a hot bath. Find what recharges you and make time for it regularly. It doesn't have to be grand gestures. Sometimes the smallest things can make the biggest difference. Third, self-care isn't just about pampering yourself, though that's awesome too. It's also about setting boundaries, saying no to things that drain you, and prioritizing your needs. You know those times when someone asks you to do something last minute and you just want to scream? Yeah, setting boundaries is like putting up a shield of, I got this, energy around yourself. Fourth, self-care is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs. Days when you feel amazing and days when you're dragging your feet. Be kind to yourself on those tough days and remember that progress isn't always linear. And finally, remember that asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. If you're struggling, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist, counselor, or trusted friend or family member. Talking about it can make a world of difference. Speaking of struggles, I'll never forget that time I was working on a crazy deadline and I felt like my brain was going to explode. My coffee intake reached dangerously high levels and I was skipping meals and sleep like they were going out of style. Sound familiar? Well, one day, I hit a wall. Literally, I tripped over a power cord and almost face-planted into a pile of papers. That's when I realized that I needed to take a step back and prioritize self-care. I booked a weekend getaway, went for hikes, read some trashy novels, and even took a long nap. It was amazing how much better I felt after giving myself permission to recharge. So, remember, self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about making conscious choices that support your mental well-being. It's about setting boundaries, prioritizing your needs, and finding activities that bring you joy. The biggest takeaway here is this. You deserve to feel good. You deserve to show up in life feeling energized, focused, and ready to take on the world. So, go ahead. make self-care a priority. Your mind, body, and soul will thank you for it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care practices? Share them with me in the comments below or tag me on social media. The Dopamine Reset Protocol. Let's keep this conversation going and build a community that supports each other's well-being. See you in the next episode, where we'll be diving into another hot topic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.